Okay. Good evening, everyone. We are broadcasting live, and the sound is going out. I can almost guarantee it. Tonight's quote is curious, because the source doesn't have this part where it says they are of great help to one who has become human. So I'm somewhat inclined to assume that the author or the translator has added that passage in completely, which would be kind of shameful if he just goes about adding stuff in. Maybe that it exists somewhere else, because it wasn't the author, the translator, who found these quotes. So the person who found these quotes is a friend of mine. He was a Buddhist monk who spent a lot of time finding painstakingly each of these quotes. So he may have found it in the wrong place. Anyway. Let's see if it is the right quote. Yep. It's at least the four right dhammas. So the Buddha says, Chattaro me bhikkhave dhamma. There are these four dhammas, monk. The Buddha was, this was a common way for him to teach. And if you think this isn't an actual thing, that, the Buddha probably didn't teach this way, who would teach this way? A lot of monks do teach according to this tradition. It works really well. My teacher always does this. He basically says, he'll talk for 5 minutes about four things, go over one, then the second. Pretty much exactly how the Buddha does it here, but then, as the Buddha would do in other places, he says, what is this? And he talks about them in detail, one by one by one. Which, is the way I go through these in this way as well. So there are these four dhammas, and it's a list of four dhammas. What are these dhammas for? Panya Buddhya Sangvatanti. They exist, or they lead to the increase in wisdom, growth in wisdom. They cause someone to grow in wisdom. And that's all it says. Katame chataro, which four? Excuse me. Sapurisa sangseva. Association with sapurisa, good people. Good fellows. Sadhamma savanang. Listening to the Dhamma, listening to the good Dhamma. Yoniso manasikaro. Wise attention. Or wise mental activity. Cultivating wisdom in the mind, or paying wise attention. Dhamma, and number four, Dhammanu Dhamma Pattipatti. Practicing the Dhamma in order to realize the Dhamma. It's an interesting word, Dhammanu Dhamma Pattipatti. First of all, Pattipatti, according to the tradition, means, and there's this one teacher in Bangkok, he's passed away, but he was very smart and wise and a pretty awesome meditation teacher too. And he said, he always translated this word, Pattipatti. Patti means specifically. And the first Patti means specifically Patti. The second part means to attain. So Pattipatti means an activity by which you are specifically going for a goal. So your intention is focused on a goal. That's what Pattipatti means. Practice, we translate it usually as, but it has a bit of a deeper meaning in terms of something that you're doing for a reason. So what are we doing? We're practicing the Dhamma, Dhammanu Dhamma, which means practicing the Dhamma. specific focus on Dhamma. So focus on the five aggregates, focus on the six senses, focus on the hindrances, focus on the faculties, focus on the Noble Truths and the Eightfold Noble Path and all these good dhammas. Why are we doing it? What are we hoping to attain? What is this patti? What are we doing? Patti, in order to patti, in order to attain. Patti means we're specifically practicing the Dhamma. Patti means to attain the Dhamma. It's a very interesting word, self-referential. But the first Dhamma, the second in terms of the explanation, but the first in the word refers to the truth. It's the higher Dhamma, the result. So Dhamma is in two parts. There is the Pubanga Magga, or there is the practice, the Kusala Dhamma, and then there is the Vipaka Dhamma. Or there is more than Vipaka, even there is the super mundane result, I guess, which is Vipaka in a sense. There's the super mundane Vipaka, I think. Called Vipaka. Anyway, there's the attainment of Nibbana, which is the patti, which what we're trying to gain. So these are the four. Ime ko bhikkhave chattaro dhamma panya buddhya samvatanti. These four dhammas lead to a growth in wisdom. Pretty simple, huh? What's neat about these kind of lists is you can just remember these four things and it gives you a framework. You've got a framework by which to practice. So what's the first one? Associate with good people. Don't listen to people who are saying bad things, that are saying harmful things that lead you to your detriment. It's St. Patrick's Day coming up soon. And I know this because at university there is a table set up by the Wellness Center. This Wellness Center at McMaster is just awesome. I should go visit them again. They're coming to our Peace Symposium, but they're just neat people. So they had this table set up, and I stopped to ask, what's this all about? It was all alcohol, paraphernalia and stuff, and the person manning it said to me, we're trying to talk to people about drinking alcohol, and she said, like at first she was sort of beating it around, but she said, we're trying to teach them how to consume alcohol in moderation, and she said kind of apologetically, because we can't tell them not to drink alcohol. And I wanted to ask her, do you drink alcohol? Because from the sounds of it, she probably didn't. There are lots of people out there who just don't drink alcohol for cultural or religious or just reasons from their upbringing, which is pretty awesome. I wasn't one of those people. Certainly. So I was on the other side. I was trying to convince my roommate and all my friends to drink with me and do drugs and all that stuff. Very bad karma. So yeah, don't hang out with people like me. The kind of person I was. I think I'm sufficiently or substantially changed. I think some people would still not consider that. Consider me there's takes all kinds, right? But hang out with people and listen to people and talk with people and practice with people who you consider to be good fellas. Sapurisa means people who are on a good path, people who appreciate and encourage and work towards good things. Hang out with those people. Associate with them. This leads to an increase in wisdom because you're going to hear wise things and because you're going to practice good things, and that's going to make you wiser and make you lead you to better understanding, better wisdom. Number one. Number two, sadhamma savanang. So don't just hang out with such people, listen to what they have to say. Listen to the Buddha's teaching or read the Buddha's teaching. Listen to talks on the Dhamma and so on. Of course, this leads to wisdom. Not only does it lead to information, which is called suttamayapanya, it also leads you to think in different ways. So it leads to jintamayapanya. You start to think about things you never thought about before. You say, oh yeah, it's like that. Never thought of that before. And then finally, of course, it leads you to change the way you see the world, which is bhavanamayapanya. It leads you to practice meditation and just in general leads you to see things different, leads to a different outlook, leads to a real visceral change in the way you understand the world. And that's bhavanamayapanya. So sadhamma sabunang, listening to the Dhamma, that's a good way to cultivate wisdom. Number two. Number three, yoniso manasikaro. Yoniso manasikaro, I think, how does he translate it here? I don't think I'm happy with his translation. Oh no, wise attention, that's good. Yeah. So wise attention, yoniso, I've talked about this before. Yoniso means to the womb. To womb. Yoni is womb, like a woman's womb, where the baby is born. But what it means is getting back to the root, get back to the source. Yoni, it can also just mean source. So yoniso means to the source. And it's just an idiomatic way of saying with wisdom. But in the context of meditation, it's quite interesting. So yoniso means to the source. Manasi means in the mind. Kara means to make or to hold, to make, to form, you know, kind of. Kara is just karma, it just means action. So to act in such a way, or to make something, be in the mind to the source, which is very, very interesting from the point of view of insight meditation, where we do this, right? Where when you focus on pain and you say pain, pain, you're keeping that thing in mind, or you're establishing it in your mind at the source. So only the source. You're not worried about, is it good pain, bad pain, problem pain, my pain? Did you cause this pain? That kind of thing. All we know is the source. We get to the source and we see it just as pain, which is, of course, described elsewhere. But this word itself is very interesting. So proper attention. It can also refer to just proper attention when you're listening to the Dhamma. I mean, it has worldly definitions as well. Like when you're listening to the Dhamma, you should pay attention, keep it in mind with wisdom, you know, reflect wisely on what's being said. A lot of people interpret it that way, but if you look at the texts, it's really not, that's not enough. Yoniso manasikara has to be a meditative state, but you can apply it, you know, thinking wisely, listening wisely, you know, paying attention can be thought of just as that. So it does relate back to the other one, but more importantly, you should pay attention to the Dhamma, the teachings, meaning the realities that are being taught about. You should pay attention to those realities. Put the teaching to work. But of course, you could also say, well, that's fine with yoniso manasikara. I mean, just pay attention when you're listening to the Dhamma. But number four is where you actually practice, right? We've already talked about what this one means, Dhamma nu Dhamma Patipatti. It means practicing specifically the Dhamma in order to attain specifically the Dhamma. So practicing the four foundations of mindfulness and so on in order to attain Nibbana, supramundane Dhamma. So this is a teaching. These four lead to wisdom. Wisdom has to come from practice. You can't have just the first three, unless you count the third one as meditation. But you can't just associate with good people and listen to good things if you're not paying attention and practicing the Dhamma. Wisdom won't arise. But these four all together. On the other hand, if you just practice without listening, it's very easy to get on the wrong path. And many people, you know, a huge part of what I do, it's just correcting people's practice. Most people, well, all people who practice, until you become enlightened, you're doing it wrong. You're not doing it perfectly. And that's an important point. It's not just if I do this more, I'll become enlightened. That's not the case. That's not how enlightenment is based on wisdom. It's not based on work. It's not effort. Of course, it takes effort to change your view, but it's not just effort. You have to change your view. You have to look at things differently. This is where yoniso manasikara comes in. And wisdom actually has to take over in the practice. You have to be clever and wise. You know, this word vimangsa that I talk about often. It's not enough to just keep your attention on something. You have to be discriminating and discerning and saying, I'm doing this wrong. I'm not paying attention to that. I'm not really being mindful here. And meditation is a constant adapting, refining. That's what it's really all about. And that's what leads to success. Not just plowing through it and saying, I did so many hours a day. You can do lots and lots of hours of walking and sitting and get nothing out of it. That's possible. If you're not doing it right. So you have to constantly, and I can't tell you how to do it. You have to, the teachings are very simple, but you have to look and you have to say, am I doing it the way it said? And you have to go back to the teachings and say, I'm not actually doing that. So this, and you need a teacher. Well, it's good to have a teacher who can tell you. You have to adjust that. So you have to. You need people, good people, and you need listen to the Dhamma. And you have to keep it in mind. You have to practice it. It's basically what's being said here. So that's the Dhamma for tonight. I'm gonna copy paste. The hangout, if anybody wants to come on and ask questions, do that for a few minutes to see if anybody has questions. If there are, we'll stay on. If there aren't, we'll consider that our Dhamma for tonight. Looks like there are no questioners, so I'm just gonna say goodnight then. See you all tomorrow.